you have the more river-centric, you have the more Moana-centric, and everyone has their own discrete issues. So it's a no-brainer that the takiwā by takiwā approach is the way to go. And so we impressed on the Crown to follow that sort of a program and to support those iwi and providers in those areas and then get out of the road because, you know, with the meddling has been problematic and the disproportionate way of funding different mechanisms have been problematic. So each iwi in each iwi sort of cluster in their takiwā are calling for a greater exposure and greater participation in the way that they will look after not only Māori communities in their takiwā.
Yeah, you see, however, the issue is, I guess, and, you know, we've got to be a little bit retrospective before we can be proactive. This isn't new. We have been telling the MOH and we've been telling the government since last year, before last year, if you want to be able to reach our communities, then move out of the way, then allow our whānau ora, allow our hapū social service providers, allow our iwi service providers to work with our people. That is how we're going to get us all across the line. You want anything achieved, then talk to Māori who will talk to Māori. But they are still, even now, still hesitant, reticent to allow us to give us, you know, to allow us to do our job. They say that they are. They say that they are supporting initiatives around the motu. Too little, too late, and still too little, and still too late.
Absolutely agree. So that was one of the things that Māori now are playing catch-up. So in some of our, you know, for in the Waikato, for example, our modelers tell us that we are 3 to 4 weeks behind the national average. And that was, and we put that down to being at least 6 weeks left in limbo whilst trying to get the resourcing and to get the support. Don't get me wrong, there has been some support, but you're right, it has been too little and too late. And it has been to the detriment of participation of Māori, for Māori, by Māori. And so that's where the catch cries are coming. Actually, last year in the lockdown, there were programs of support that just aren't evident this year. This year has been really problematic. Last time, there were sort of minimized red tape. This time, it's full of hoops that you have to jump through. And so, you know, it's just, like you say, it's a no-brainer that actually, our providers, our hapū iwi whānau ora providers, our providers know, not only know where our people are, but they know how to talk to our people. That's a huge, the communications part is a huge jump.
And then, of course, you see, we have this issue around the data supply for whānau ora North Island. Was this issue talked about with the pandemic response group, the National Iwi Chairs Forum? Was that talked about?
So we have a data iwi leaders group that is, you know, with our data modelers and analysts, and although the data ILG or the National Iwi Chairs Forum didn't for personal information, we actually went for mesh block data. Information that means down to sort of the streets or the areas, so that we knew how to focus some of the support. We don't disagree that the Ministry of Health can strike those agreements with other providers like our whānau ora providers. We would certainly like the opportunity for iwi to work with those providers as well. But I think. And so the National Iwi Chairs Forum said to the Ministerial Forum on last Friday that we absolutely support the findings of the court and that they should enact those findings.
What was also the response from the pandemic group? to Ashley Bloomfield's comment that iwi did not want to share their data. Some would say that is Ashley Bloomfield speaking on behalf of iwi now? Did he have the right to speak on behalf of iwi? He did not name which iwi. He just said iwi don't want to share.
So that's not right. So that's not absolutely correct. In Ahui, we talked about the treaty partnership, and we talked about that actually if the Iwitias Forum wanted to access that data, we should be able to access that data as of right. But our analysts have told us, and our analysts and our modellers said that mesh block data would suffice for the purposes that we wanted to use it for. But that doesn't mean that we didn't want to. We're after the trying to catch all of our people. All of our people that whakapapa to Waikato, whakapapa to Ngāti Porou, or whakapapa to Ngaitahu, or whakapapa to Ngāpui. We're after trying to catch all of them. And not all of them live within our takiwa. And we are acutely conscious of that. That was not so much from the pandemic response group, that was the response from the forum.
I have just finished speaking with Hohepa Campbell from Kurukaupapa Māori or Aotearoa. The Ministry of Health announced today that they were opening up vaccinations or working towards vaccinations for 5 to 11 year olds. They're also working on a strategy to ensure equity of rollout vaccinations for tamariki Māori. Given that Kurukaupapa are in that, or their tamariki are in that age group cohort, and considering that the Iwi Chairs Forum are the iwi leaders of our iwi and whānau around the motu, my question is, have they spoken to you, and should they not have spoken to Kura Kaupapa because they did not?
Well, see, so in our discussions, on the Thursday when it was a particular iwi, there were a number of recommendations, and one of those recommendations was to hasten the vaccinations of our 5 to 12 year olds, and that came from iwi, particularly some of them in Tāmaki Makaurau. I do agree with you though that although they broach, well, sorry, we haven't broached the subject with us, that was our recommendation to the Crown. In those recommendations, we also have a Mātauranga iwi leaders group who are trying to work quite closely with Te Tāhuhu of the Mātauranga, only but our kohanga reo and steer, and so that our kohanga reo, those takiwā, can come up with their own COVID plans in Kura Kaupapa. It involves vaccinations, in our view. But I absolutely agree with you that they should be talking to all of the sector, not only Kura Kaupapa Māori, but a vast majority of our children are at kindergarten and Auraki. And so they should be trying to discuss it with everybody.
Yes, indeed. They should be discussing it with all the relevant groups. We're not stakeholders. We are the groups, aren't we? They need to ditch that word as well, too. Do you not think it, are we? Stakeholders. We're not stakeholders.
Stakeholders is a Pākehā mentality when they want to keep you at arm's length. Really, we are tiriti partners, and our Kura Kaupapa Māori are fulfilling the principles of te tiriti.
Just one more question, and it's not a personal attack on any individual at all, but do you know the Māori liaison person, the person that's working with the Ministry of Health to ensure equity of vaccine rollout for our tamariki?
No, I don't. But we have, that was part of our recommendation, that they roll it out and they don't leave us 4 weeks behind anymore. And they engage with iwi, and they engage with sector experts to be able to get there. And I reckon, you know, hand on heart, I think that if they, if they resourced that, being got out of the road, vaccination rates will be a slope than anybody else's.
Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Always wonderful to talk to you, Dahui. Thank you so very much for your generosity of time. Me tuku mihi ki a koe anō. That is Rāhui Papa speaking to us. He is the Hui Chair for the Pandemic Response Group, the National Iwi Chairs Forum. Thanks very much to him for joining us this afternoon.